Ah, travelers, come in. Sit. Sit down. We'll bring you food. Rest, rest. Let me tell you. Tell you maybe a little bit of a story. Why? Well, why not? But also, because it's Tabletop RPG Week. Here on the Daily Nerd Devo.
Hello, this is Kenneth with your Daily Nerd Devo. It's TTRPG Week here, and I've got to tell you, I like to play video games on occasion, and I really like Magic the Gathering, playing that on and off for years. But one thing that I've always held near and dear to my heart are TTRPGs. I've played from D&D 3.5, Pathfinder version 1, Pathfinder version 2, D&D 5e, Dungeon World, and many others. I was the primary dungeon master for my game group for almost 9 years, running consistent games almost every week, and I had a blast doing it. It's really one of my most cherished memories of moving through high school into college. And over time, friends started to slowly move away and get more responsibilities, and the last game I ended up running came to a screeching halt due to just an unsustainable schedule with different scheduling conflicts. And it was frustrating, but I wasn't too discouraged, and for years after that I would try and start up games, get things going, and it just never really ended up working out. And I was really frustrated and felt defeated at some times, and even at some points I was confronting with God and feeling like, why am I being punished in this way? Is really this one thing that I like to do so much, and I felt like it was being taken away from me. Leviticus 26:10 says, "You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new." And I really struggled with that, to be honest. I just didn't want to do it. I was happy with the way things were. We were having a great time. I wasn't ready to let that go, and God just let that run out. And I wasn't accepting anything new in this portion of my life. 1 Corinthians 13:11-12 says, "When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I responded like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection as a mirror. Then, we shall see face to face. Now, I know in part. Then, I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." Now, I don't think TTRPGs are necessarily childish, but my expectations as my life went on to try and continue to live in these, quote, glory days was childish. I can't just expect to be able to play D&D every weekend as my life moves on and I adapt and I get more responsibilities, and I pray for more responsibilities and more things to take on, and yet I was holding on to something in a childish way. And I want to align my desires and my love for D&D and other TTRPGs with God's plan for my life, to let it serve its purpose in its time. And that's much easier said than done. I still struggle with it daily, and I hope that I can make that happen, because I want God to be a part of that. And though I really don't know what that's going to look like, I can only really see it like a reflection, or I really only know it in part. I know that if I trust God and I let Him be a part of it, that I'll get to see it face to face, and I'll know it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. Come hang out with us on the Facebook page, The Nerd of God Squad. And until next time, remember, in the words of Red Green, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.